God bless you. This is Good Morning. Love Talk Radio.
Please stand by. Yes, we are now live, and welcome, everyone. We are here with the Chief International Ambassador, and we are continuing, amen, our conversation concerning the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention that's coming to Jacksonville, Arkansas. In just a few days, we will be there. Now coming to the platform to continue the talk will be our ambassadors as well as our ambassadors-elect. Hallelujah. The line is now open unto you.
God bless you and good morning. This is Ambassador Gina Hodges, and I'm saying again, all roads are leading to Jacksonville, Arkansas. We're looking forward to seeing all of you all there at the First Fruits Billion Praise Convention and Revival. We're looking forward to having a great time at this event. We're looking forward to the Lord showing up and showing out. You don't want to miss out on this event. June 11th. Through the 14th, right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Arkansas. Our host church this year will be none other than the Bishop James and Dr. Cynthia Bolden of the EMC Evangelistical Ministries Church right there in Jacksonville. Our host hotel this year is the Wingate by Wyndham. Come be a part of this great move of God. We are expecting on Thursday night the one and only Elder Daryl White and Prophetess Ambassador Gail Stitz will be our speakers. On Friday night, we are having our Chief Ambassador's Night. At that time, we'll be elevated to the office of Bishop. On Saturday morning, we're having our prayer breakfast right there at EMC. And on Saturday night, we're going to have none other that our own Chief Ambassador, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Dr. Bernard Johnson, will be in concert along with a one-night revival. And we're asking all you, head that way. That's where it's going to be happening that Saturday night. We'll conclude on Sunday morning at the EMC Church. We're asking all of you all, make your plans. Be there. You don't want to miss out on this great, great convention. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Jacksonville, Arkansas.
And God bless all of you, I tell you. We're getting excited, and that concert on Saturday night, you know, I'm having to speak so until I haven't done a lot of concerts lately. Maybe the Lord is just saying that he wants me to minister through music too. And I'm willing to do it. So we've got some businessmen who have underwritten the cost there for that concert on Saturday night. And so they're VIP tickets. I'm speaking to those who are in the Arkansas area. They're VIP tickets that can be they're being offered to you through the radio station there and through Evangelistic Ministries and also Prophetess Gail Stith, Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith, and other churches have them. And we want you to get them so that you can be at the concert on that Saturday night. That is June the 13th, yeah, there at Evangelistic Ministries. It's going to be a phenomenal night. Amen. So we're looking forward to all the nights at the convention on Thursday. Prophet Gail Stith and Pastor Daryl White will be speaking. Friday morning will be Pastor Superintendent Pelham, who is the administrative assistant to the bishop there. He'll be speaking. And then Friday night will be my time there, Friday night, as your chief ambassador. I want to thank God for the promotion, the blessing that he's given to me. And, you know, I had to pray about it, and I'm still praying about it. But I think when God offers a blessing and wants to take you to another level of ministry, I think it's a good thing. And I know that there are people who criticize me. I understand all that. They talked about Jesus, too. But he got bigger. I bring a message called, "Mess with me and I'll multiply." Every time the enemy messes with you, guess what? Look back over your shoulder and see where the Lord has brought you from. God bless you. Give us our station identification, then I'm going to come back. If y'all would text somebody, get on the phone, and tell them I'm going to come back with the rest of that message, try to get as much as I can, how to recognize the real voice of God. Amen. How to recognize this will bless your heart, bless your family, bless you if you will not, if you will allow it to. It can't bless anybody who closes the door. Yeah. But if you want it to bless you, it will. Amen. I'm going to bring that message. And then let me say this before I move further. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Pastor Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer is our host tonight. And we look forward to that. All right. Give us our station identification, if you would. I know I haven't prayed yet, and we haven't spoken to the Lord, and we haven't thanked Him. All that will come before my message, and then I'll bring a brief message. God bless you. Give us our station identification.
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you, Chief, and we do honor the presence of the Lord. He's certainly here, and we give God praise. We thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We give God praise for her. We thank God for First, oh my God, Mother Ambassador and On Right Mother, Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God for healing her body. We give God praise. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Thank God for all of the bishops. Amen. Bishop Bolden, hallelujah. And Dr. Bolden, thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Amen to all of the other pastors, all the corporate heads and leaders, and to each and every one who's listening from all around the world. We thank God. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we're here. Yes, we're broadcasting live from Block Talk Radio here at nparadio.com. And we can be reached simply by calling into the studio. The number is 347-934-0207. And we'll be heard calling you in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, my Lord, all over Europe, all over Israel. We give God praise and we give God the thanks for the incredible things that He's doing just basically all over the world. Anywhere that you have internet access, glory be to God. Anywhere that you have cyberspace, anywhere you have satellite, glory be to God. And we give God praise for the incredible things He's doing. More, can you imagine, more than 90 million listeners. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message and the word out concerning this brand-new spiritual awakening that certainly God is using all over the world, not only to save lives, but to bring on deliverance. And we bring victory today, how God has already delivered quite a few people. And to God be the glory. Keep doing what you do, Chief International Ambassador. May God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen.
You're welcome.
Good and kind. I'm preparing right now to bring this message to you, how to recognize the real voice of God. So extremely important. Amen. I know for myself it's extremely important. I've got to make some very, very crucial decisions here in the next few days, and you do too. You've got to make some very crucial decisions in the next few days in your life. I want you to make the right decision. I really do. And I'm going to try to help you in just a moment with God help me. I'm going to try to give you what He gave me. It isn't copied from anybody. You hear this message, they may have heard this message from me over the internet or over the radio. But I'm going to bring it this morning again. But I want you to get it, amen. Give me a couple of praise reports, and then I'll be back to bring this message. And Master Hagen, are you still there? Give me a couple.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are here. Yes, sir.
Give me two, three praise reports, and I'll be back. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too, sir. Oh, my. The lines are open for praise reports. And as we get ready to go into the praise report, we're just going to take a moment and praise God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We recognize your presence on the line, and we thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for all those that are coming close to participate now. We give you praise, and we thank you. We bless you for this broadcast in Jesus' name. The lines are now open for your praise report. Hallelujah. Now, we know everybody has a praise. Glory to God. I have praise report for what God did for us, sister, brother, the other day. Thank God, hallelujah, how our snake had bit him, and his legs and body had swollen up really, really big. Amen. But you know what? Through my prayer, God gave him a miracle. God gave him a miracle, and he's alive to tell the story. It's a God to the glory. Now, I know God has given so many others miracles. We are so blessed. We are blessed people, and we just want to share with the world whatever God has done, whether it's something he did today or whether it's something he did throughout the course of your life. The lines are now open. Amen. For your praise report.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila from 860. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day I never seen before. I thank God for life. I thank God for the trials and the tribulation. We all go through some things, but I'm just here thanking God this morning for how he just delivers, how he just comes through, even when we don't think about it. God is still right there. So I'm just thanking God this morning for all the great things that he has done. God has did a marvelous thing in my family and lives on yesterday. And I'm just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, because it could have turned out another way. I'm not going to speak on what it was, but I'm just giving God the praise because he knows. And I just thank God this morning for my son Cornelius Moore, my daughter Lucina Diaz. But God, you know, God. And I'm just thanking you this morning, God, for the great works that you applied to our lives. God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to get this praise report out. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. Oh, my, we appreciate you giving that report because somebody needs to hear that. And sometimes you can't be specific in details. Hallelujah. Glory, but God understands and just giving him the praise for what he's done. I'm telling you, God accepted. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. We all appreciate you. Oh, my, my, my. The lines are open for your praise report. Step right up.
Glory to God. Glory to God, woman of God. It's good to hear your voice. And I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. And in him, I live and I move and I have my being. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, and I just praise God for Chief and the body of Christ. Amen. And my praise report is I'm outside walking in the glory of God. I thank him for his glory and his presence, because on this day that he's made, I don't know if you all realize you want to be in the presence, in the glory of God, because I'm thanking him, my praise report. I'm thanking him already in advance for what he's going to do. And I just want to be at the right place at the right time. I'm standing outside, and he is the air that I breathe this morning. So I thank God for the breath, for the wind, for the ruach of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of the simple things that we get up in the morning and don't realize, if he didn't blow that breath into our bodies, we wouldn't be a living soul. So I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless all of you and have a magnificent day in the Lord. If you expect something from God, he will expect something from you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. My, my, my. Let's give the Lord a praise. Let's give the Lord a praise offering right now. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you.
Up to nobody can
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Followed by the pound. Perfect. This menu.
Guys, yes, someone's phone line's open. Oh, bless his wonderful
name. To join
name.
The subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the
right.
conference.
Hey, that's somebody. If you just mute your line, that'll work right now. Glory to God. Thank Jesus. Yes, we got one more. One more to give praise.
I praise God for him, and I thank God for him being a blessed day.
Please stand by.
I have a great before him, and my phone is on the phone.
Somebody has their phone.
It's good.
The phone lines are open.
The enemy is trying to work real hard with a son, and God just come in and through prayer, and I tell you, I thank God for him being God. He delivered that child.
This conference is being recorded.
And he walked with her, and he hadn't ate nothing all day. She fed him, and he said, I feel like going to work. God is good. And I just want you to continue to pray for us, and God have let him come back. I haven't heard from him this morning yet, but I believe God still got him going in the strength of him. Pray for me.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. And this was, who was this that was speaking?
Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
And yes, for my sister Doris Johnson and her son Michael. Just continue to pray for them because he needs your help. The enemy is trying to destroy him because he knows God has a word for him. The child has gone through a lot of operations and what have you, but he's back on his feet, and the enemy is trying to destroy him. And he knows that his mother is praying for him. So just continue to pray for them.
Thank you so much, Mother Wilson. She was giving a praise report of her son, I believe it was. Glory be to God.
My nephew.
Yes. Her nephew, praise God, when the distortion had come across. But we thank God, amen. The Lord heard it, and we praise God for what he's doing for her nephew and how God's going to, you know, finish the work that he started. Oh, my. What an awesome God we serve, and what a magnificent day that we partake of. Glory to God. Chief, we've done 3. Would you like to hear some more?
I am here. Amen.
Oh, glory
thank
God.
You so much.
Let's put our hands together and receive our chief back to us at this time, Chief International Ambassador.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. And I want to pray for Michael now. Heavenly Father, this boy, Michael, the son of Mother Wilson's sister, I bind that devil that comes to hinder this boy, trying to destroy his life. He must have a calling on his life for the enemy to work so hard against him. God, I pray that you let no devil or nothing destroy this young man, but you raise him up, Lord, to be about his ministry and the calling that you placed upon his life, that he might help to destroy the works of the enemy. That's the only reason why the enemy would take time to try to destroy him, because the Lord has his hand on him. But God, let no weapon formed against him prosper. And every tongue that would rise against him in judgment, just condemn it, Lord, and let the young man spring forth as fresh water springing forth, and God bless all of you on the line. The Holy Ghost spoke to me when all that noise was on the line and said, son, this is not against anybody on the line except it's against the word that you're getting ready to bring. The enemy doesn't want people to hear this message, how to recognize the real voice of God, because it exposes the devil. The devil is a master of disguise, and he wants you not to hear this message because it helps you to really recognize him even more, even though he's disguised. I want to take up here, give you a brief recap. Yesterday I came to you and read this scripture here, let me read a little bit of it. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Bear with me here. I'm here with my mother, and I'm trying to be close to her so she can hear this too. And it says, arise. God said to Jonah, arise, go to Nineveh. And the lights are dim here. That great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. It says, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down into the Joppa, he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go unto them, unto Tarshish, in the presence of the Lord. Here's a man of God called by God to do a work for the Lord, to preach to Nineveh, that wicked city. He says, I'm not going to do it. I'm going the other way. He recognizes the real voice of God, but he does not obey. That means he's in trouble. So God sent a terrible storm on the sea, and it was going to take the whole ship under. See, you got to hang around folks who are in the will of God. Because if you start hanging around folks who are out of the will of God, if God is trying to chasten them, you don't want to be caught up in the chastening. I hope you got that. Yeah, here's Jonah on the ship, and God sends the wind and the waves on the sea to get Jonah's attention. But all of the people on the ship are about to go under with him because God is chastening him. Amen. So, hang with folks who are being blessed. Hang with folks who the anointing is upon, and you'll be blessed. Amen. So here's Jonah recognizing the real voice of God, but he's going against the real voice of God. Amen. See, I want you to get this, because God wants, see, somebody is not recognizing the real voice of God here. The Lord, a while ago, told you not to do certain things because you knew better than that with your phone, and it caused a lot of disruption on the Lord. The Lord didn't tell you to do that. You finally figured out what was wrong, but he didn't tell you to do that in the first place. That was the enemy that led you to do that, that would cause all that feedback on the line. I'm going to show you how I know these things in just a moment. But I'm going to tell you, God wants the very best for your life. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to go up. But if you're going to be blessed, you must learn to recognize God's voice and then obey his voice, because God will speak to you and the enemy will speak to you too, but learn to recognize the voice of the Lord. A while ago, the Lord told you not to push that button or not to put that phone close to that phone, the other phone or something. He certainly didn't tell you to do that. That was the enemy that told you to do that. And from that, you got a lot of feedback on the line. Now, it's time for you to stop hiding. Lord, can I say this? All right. God said, don't say it. God bless you. But now let me just say this to you. God has some great and awesome things in store for you But you must learn to recognize his voice and then obey his voice. But now, see, the biggest problem is that most of us have, we have this problem in knowing when God is speaking. And then when we know he's speaking, the biggest problem is that we have trouble obeying his voice. I've heard people call God's permissive will his divine will. No. There's a great deal of difference. He didn't tell you to go there. He didn't tell you to do that. No, he didn't. That was the Lord allowing you to do what you want to do. That was his permissive will. His divine will would have never done that, and the Lord didn't tell you to do that. That was the enemy that spoke to you and told you to do that. You got to learn to recognize the real voice of God. Now, see, all of us miss it sometimes. All of us do. I miss it. You miss it. Everybody misses it sometimes. And the reason why it's so difficult to be 100% all the time is because many times his voice goes against what you really want to do. See, it goes against what you really want to do, what the flesh wants you to do. See, dealing with that flesh can be extremely difficult. The body is something, y'all. The inclination of the flesh is to be like the world rather than to be like the Lord. In Psalms 51:5, David told God, or he said to God, rather, that he had been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Paul said in Romans 7:18 and verse 21, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For when I would do good, evil is present with me." You see, the spirit man wants to do one thing, but the flesh wants to do another thing. That's why Matthew 26:41 tells us that we have to do, we have to watch and pray, that we enter not into temptation. Because the spirit is indeed willing to do right, but the flesh is weak. That's the scripture. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. I said you need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost will help you to recognize the real voice of God so that we enter not into temptation and that we have everything that God intended for us. See, that leads me to the purpose of this message. I'm trying to get this to you, is to help you make the right decisions so that you can have everything God intended for you to have for your life. And in this text I just read to you, there's a fresh example of someone who really missed the real voice of God and ended up in a pit full of acid and seaweed all around his head. That's Jonah. Yeah, God told him, he recognized his voice, but he decided to go another way. And he ended up in the stomach of a big fish with seaweed around his head and acid everywhere all around him. Stomach acid, and that acid can destroy anybody. What do you think the acid is like in the stomach of a big fish in the sea? I submit to you that it can destroy any physical part of your body. There are only two voices that speak to man, the devil's voice and God's voice, the voice of good, the voice of evil. All right. Now, Jonah recognized that he was only hearing two voices. He didn't hear three or four voices. He heard two voices, but he made the wrong decision. Jonah obeyed the voice that told him to disobey God by going to Tarshish. That it caused what happened to him when he disobeyed the voice that said, go to Nineveh and preach against that sinful city, went to Tarshish. It caused tragedy in his life. He ended up in seaweed in the bottom of the stomach of the big, huge fish, and also with acid everywhere, all around him. I want to just tell you, you got to listen and learn to recognize the real voice of God. Now, that's the first thing. There are only two voices. That's the second principle is this. Amen. The 50-50 principle. So, we hear you talking right now. Amen. Yeah, we hear you talking on the line. Mute your phone, darling. God bless you. The 50-50 principle it says if God didn't want Jonah to go to Tarshish, then it's quite obvious that God wanted him to go to Nineveh. It was one or the other. See, that's the 50-50 principle. That made his decision less confusing and much easier. See, that's huge. The 50-50 principle is huge. It's huge. It had to be one or the other. See, I've come to suggest to you that if God is not speaking to you, then it has to be the enemy. It's the 50-50 principle. It eliminates everything else. That's why it's so huge. If it's not God speaking to you, it has to be the enemy, because there are only two voices that can speak to man or woman, speak to anybody, only two entities in this world, good and evil. So if God ain't saying it to you, then you know it has to be the enemy trying to distract you or confuse you or something. Why is this so important? Because one of the tactics of the enemy is to try to confuse people. He knows that it's more difficult to follow Jesus if we are confused. So he has to become the master of disguise, even in his voice. But no matter how he tries to change his voice, the 50-50 principle will expose him. That's why it's so huge. It exposes the enemy. If it's not God speaking to you, it has to be the devil. There are only two entities that can speak to anybody, good or evil. That's the fight in the world, good or evil. Now, what about that third thing about, I told you, you don't have a voice. You make a choice. Choose ye this day if you're going to serve the Lord. See, Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If you don't learn to hear God's voice, you could end up dead. Use the 50-50 principle. You've got to be blessed. Again, what is the 50-50 principle? If it's not God speaking to you, it must be the devil. Learn to apply that and you'll be blessed. See, not only did Jonah learn to recognize that there are only two voices and that it's profitable to use the 50-50 principle, but the third thing, here it is, the third principle is this. Learn to ask valid questions. Let me deal a lot with this today. Learn to ask valid questions. We know that there are only two voices, two entities in the world, proven by Genesis 2 and 9. Only, you know, evil, good, good and evil. Those are two principles, two voices. And then the 50-50 principle is huge. And if you will apply these things to your life, it will change your life forever. When God gave me this message, I preached many messages. Yeah, yeah, rejection is for your protection and stop crawling and other things. Yeah, thank God for those things. But this message here, how to recognize his real voice, will change your life forever. It's changed my life. Now, here's the third principle. Learn to ask questions. Learn to ask valid questions. See, if I want to know the real will of God, the divine will of God, I try to ask a lot of questions. Gets me down the road, peace. Can't you hear Jonah now asking the question, why, God, why? Lord, and this is a why day, people asking questions everywhere. Why do I have to go to Nineveh, God? Why can I go, why do you want me to go up there? Why can I go to Tarshish? Tarshish is a seaport city where all the bright lights are, Lord, and that's where the happenings are, Lord. Why can I not go there? Jonah had an assignment to go to Nineveh to preach the gospel, preach repentance to Nineveh. So he knew that it had to be God's voice that spoke to him because the devil didn't want the people of Nineveh to repent. I mean, you know, ask questions and you find out that's the will of God right there. I want you to go to Nineveh, Jonah, because the people there are so sinful and I want them to repent. Who would want them to repent? God, not the enemy. See, you find out by asking questions. That's one way to recognize what God truly is saying to you, to ask questions. When it comes to your life, ask questions. Lord, are you speaking to me or is it the devil? Ask him. God has, he'll speak to you. He'll tell you whether it's him or the devil. Lord, am I in the center of your divine will or is this the permissive will? Is this what I want to do and I'm trying to make it sound like your voice? Am I trying to do this or is this you divinely telling me to do it? Lord, did you tell me to cause that woman to go the wrong way or that man to go the wrong way? Lord, did you tell me to cuss that woman out on my job because she made me mad? Lord, I know I'm tired of working on that job, but did you tell me to quit the job without having another job? Lord, I know I have a habit of gambling, but is that you saying it's all right for me to walk through the gambling casino, just walk through there and just look around? Did you say that to me? Lord, I know my friends have some real bad habits, but did you say to me or did you tell me it's all right for me to go out with them on Friday night or Saturday night and kick it with them? Did you tell me that, Lord? Lord, did you tell me have sex out of wedlock or was it the devil? Lord, why would God tell me not to pay my tithes? Did you tell me not to pay my tithes? That's a question. Lord, even though I may not understand it, did you tell me not to support the pastor's vision, the pastor's God-given vision? Did you tell me, Lord, I know it's not an emergency, God, but did you, God, tell me, or was it the devil that told me to get up and walk out during the invitation, during the altar appeal? Did you tell me to get up and walk out while the pastor was giving that message? Did you tell me to make noise on the phone while the pastor was trying to tell how to recognize the real voice of God? Did you tell me to put the phone over here by the other phone when I know better than that? Did you tell me that? Or was it the devil? See, you got to ask questions, not only for you, but it helps you with your children. For Christ's sake, it will help you with your children. Ask that boy, John, what do you have in that bag? John, why are you staying after school so long, so late after school every day? See, you got to learn to ask questions. Who are the people that brought you home, John? Melissa, who was that to drop you off? Why do you constantly wear the same color every day, Melissa? I've been watching, baby, why you got to wear the same color every day? It's been 5 days, and you've been having that red on. And ask the question, what's that on your arm? What's that you got on your arm now? Is that a tattoo? See, you got to learn to ask questions. Why did you take that money out of my purse? What are you talking about on that phone all the time? See, listen, it will help you recognize God's voice. What God is trying to show you about your child or about yourself, ask questions. It's extremely important. Now, here's another principle. Not only are there two voices that can speak to man, only two voices. Not only use the 50-50 principle, that's huge. And not only learn to ask questions, that's huge again. But fourth, here's the fourth revelation. If you want to recognize God's real voice, know that God's voice and God's word will always agree. God's voice and God's word will always agree. There's never time, never a time that God will go against his word. It's not so. That would make God a lie, and God cannot be a lie. See, God's trying to get your attention. You're causing a problem on the phone. That's not the Lord telling you to do that. That's the enemy. I don't know how long you've been saved or confessing being saved, but you need to check what God is speaking to you, how he's speaking to you. Because God would never try to stop the word coming forth, the saying how to recognize the real voice of God and showing you how to recognize the real voice of the devil. God would never come against that because this is his word going forth. See, that has to be the devil speaking to you, to doing that by the phone. Check yourself. Jonah must have known that it was God speaking to him because his heart was hardened against doing what God wanted him to do. See, here it is. Know God's voice and God's word will all agree, always agree. And see, the word says in Hebrews 3:15, today if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. See, I spoke about this while ago and said if you're doing things around the phone, just try your best not to do that. Don't try to block it. See, if you hear his voice, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't let the devil make you rebellious, because the Bible says rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. See, God's word told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but his heart was hardened, and God's words and God's voice will always agree. They must agree. They cannot be divided. See, Matthew 12:25 says, every kingdom divided against itself